Welcome to Between Us, the podcast all about your mind, your heart, and your relationships. In this podcast, I dive into your long-distance relationships and how it's affecting you on a deeper level. I'm your host, Bree, and I'm excited to learn more with you. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 3 of Between Us. I'm so excited to bring you guys another episode today. So far, we've talked a lot about long-distance relationships and getting through them and about coping and, you know, everything long-distance. And today, I want to focus on the fact that sometimes, sadly, long-distance just doesn't work out, and that is completely okay. So today, I have Naomi joining me virtually, which is really exciting. So do you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah, hi. I'm Naomi Whittiston. I'm studying at BYU, studying microbiology, and some things I like to do is I love music, I like to go on hikes, and I just love like hanging out with friends and artsy stuff.
That is so fun. I've known Naomi for a while and she is the best. So I'm so excited for this episode today. So, okay. So Naomi, you were in a long distance relationship, recently. How long ago did that end?
About 12 months ago.
Okay.
About a year.
Okay. About a year. And so do you want to just kind of like tell us about your relationship, you know, how it got started and, you know, like just start us from the beginning, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So I was in a relationship with a guy I actually grew up with, and, we've been like friends for a very long time, and, nothing really happened between us, nothing really until like, he asked me out to prom. And then we started hanging a lot more, started talking throughout the summer, and then we started dating, and that's how it began. And we kind of started dating throughout the summer. It's kind of vague, because we're like in a weird situation in the beginning of the summer.
Oh, it's so real, yeah.
Where, like, some people don't count it, I kind of count it.
It happened in your head, so that's all that counts. Like,
yeah.
In reality.
Exactly. So I'm like, yeah, that works.
Yeah, I love it. And I love how you guys grew up together. That actually makes me so happy. And just, like, you know, like, the lifelong friends turned into, like, dating. That's so cute.
I know. It's, something kind of, like, out of a straight novel, like, romance book.
Yeah. It's like you never could have expected it, and then boom, here it is, and it's so great.
I'm like,
oh. Yeah, I love that. And he asked you to prom. That's like so cute. And then just went off from there. Oh my gosh, that just makes me so happy. I love it. So
yeah, it was really good.
So I'm thinking, so prom would have been like April around, and this was of your junior year, correct?
Yes, this was the end of my junior year.
Yeah.
End of his senior year.
Okay. So, yeah, so he's a grade ahead, so he was about ready to graduate, you're about to start your senior year, and then you guys started dating. It's like, perfect, right when you're leaving, like, woohoo.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
I was like, great.
It's like, the worst timing, but, like, at least it happened before, and it wasn't like, oh, I'm leaving in a week, like, hello.
I would have been like, yeah, sorry, dude.
You're lost. Too bad.
That's not gonna happen, but, like, since it started, like, later, and we kind of, like, developed feelings throughout the summer, I feel like, because of that, I was more willing to do a long-distance relationship and more open up to it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's a major component, is, like, the fact that you guys, like, grew up together, and then, like, those feelings started, like, you know, around April. Like, that's when, like, the first move was made, I guess. So it's, like, that developed, and it wasn't just, like, hey, or, like, I know, like, that does happen, though. Like, I think we talked about on, like, the last episode how, like, that happened with Becky, and how, like, it was just a week, and then she left. And so I think, like, it does happen, but I think that's so cool that you guys had that summer just to grow as a couple, too. So.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you guys started dating right after prom, and were you guys pretty serious right off the bat? Were they like exclusive? Like, kind of what happened with that?
Yeah, we weren't like, I think we more, it was more of a development. We kind of just like hanged out a lot more, started doing things, started becoming closer. We weren't exclusive until like maybe July.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, like, it was like around July when we started. We're like, okay, let's make it official and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think that's something, like, in my relationships class that I've learned a lot about is, like, falling into love is, like, an interesting topic because you don't, like, really, like, fall into love. You, like, grow into it, if that makes sense. It, like, starts as, you know, like, being friends and then, like you said, like, you have that situationship and then it's like, what are we really? Yeah. And then it's like, oh, actually, we like each other. So I think that's an important thing in a relationship is, like, I don't know. I think, I definitely think you can fall in love with someone, like, love at first sight, you know? But I think, too, it takes that development and that time, so.
Yeah. I think most relationships are more growing into love than actually falling into love.
Yeah. I think that's so cool, because, I don't know, it just gives you a chance to, like, create a stronger, like, connection and bond with each other. And I don't know, I feel like that's, like, good relationships are like, oh my gosh, they're so cute together because they're, like, on the same page. And, like, I don't know, it's just, like they know each other, you know? So I think that's really cool. Okay, so how was that? Like, when you started dating, did you have it in your mind? You're like, why am I doing this? He's going. Or was it, like, you liked him enough that it was like, hey, we can do long distance? Like, I don't know, what was going through your brain when you first started dating so close to him leaving?
I was kind of, like, in la-la land, so I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And then a week before, I was like, oh, shoot, he's leaving.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe not, like, a week, but maybe 2 weeks. I was like, should we do this, or, like, should we do long distance or not? But, in my mind, I was like, I'm willing to try.
Yeah.
I was like, I can, like, let's see how this goes, because I really liked him, so I wanted to keep on trying. I didn't want to, like, the relationship just end right there, so we gave it a try and tried long distance.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. So you guys, like, sat down and had a conversation. It was like, okay, like, this is what's happening, like, you're leaving, I'm staying, like, do you want to try? They kind of sat down and talked about it?
Yeah, kind of, like, not more, like, as direct.
Or, yeah.
Or, like, so, what's gonna happen?
What's the plan for the next little bit here?
Yeah, I'm like, wanna try long distance? He's like, sure.
Sure, why not? Let's do it. yeah. okay, sorry, I'm trying to get my computer to charge here. It's, like, dying on me. The amazing technology we have. I'm glad we have it so we can connect like this, but it's, like, not charging.
Yeah, it's so good, though.
Okay, sorry. So, yeah, so you guys just, like, I like that you, like, that communication, I think we've talked about in previous episodes, and it's so important, you know, just, like, talking about it. So, yeah, I like that you guys, like, had a plan, and it was like, what's gonna happen? Because, like, you were committed to each other enough to be like, okay, let's try this. And I think that's so important. It's like, don't just give up when things get hard. Like, I think, like, these days, it's like, a lot of people, like, not even just, like, in general, not, like, relationships, but just in general, like, people are like, oh, that looks hard, I'm not gonna do it. But I think, like, I like that you guys were so committed to each other that it was like, okay, let's try this, and let's see if we can do this. Like, you know, and, like, I think that also might have come, like, tell me your thoughts on this, but I think it might have come just from you guys being friends for so long. You just knew each other. But what do you think?
If it was, like, some random, not random guy, but, like, a guy, like, I've only known for, like, maybe a year, I'd be like, But, like, since we grew up together and I knew him quite well, I would be like, yeah, let's try it.
Yeah. No, I think that's so cool, and just putting in the effort, I think, and just the thought into it, and not just being like, oh, see you later, like, toodaloo, kangaroo, you're gone, like, it was, I like that a lot. So I think that's so important in a relationship, is just, you need to try, and from both ends too. Like, it's not just, it can't be one-sided. That's so important. Like, it needs to be both people willing to try. Because if, you know, one person's back here, like, let's do this, and the person's like, I don't know, let's just, like, maybe, like, we'll see, I don't know. And it's like, that's not going to work. Like, you both need to, like, jump in, like, both, like, you know, together, and, you know, be completely dedicated to it. And I think that's important, so.
Yeah, that relationships that you need to, like, both of you need to, like, put a little effort in to, like, a relationship. It should, like, on both sides, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, I feel like every relationship has a little effort.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think that just shows, like, your love, too, because it's, like, if you don't like them, you're not going to try. So, like, I think, you know, by putting in that effort, it's, like, I do like you, you know, and I think that's a way. Everyone's like, how do you say I love you without saying I love you? You know, it's like, for me, it's like, I like show my family I love them, like, through, like, acts of service or something. It's like, I think with couples, it's like, let's, like, try something hard together, you know? So.
Well, yeah, most definitely.
So, I like that. Okay, so continuing with your amazing relationship, you guys, so he left, and of course, I'm sure those first weeks were, like, so hard, just getting used to it and, like, figuring it out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It was a little hard. I was like, oh, he's so far away.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, at least he wasn't on the other side of the country, but still, he was, like, pretty far. At least we were in the same time zone. So
that's so true. That's something, I actually never thought about that, but I feel like being in separate time zones is so hard.
It really is. My brother was in a long-distance relationship with a girl in Australia.
Oh, my gosh.
He would call her, like, his night and her morning.
That's crazy to me.
And it was, like, so funky. I was like, what?
Well, I think, like, too. Yeah, yeah. I think, too, like, I think of, like, my own brother and how, like, he's serving a mission for our church right now in Argentina. And he is 4 hours ahead, and even that is rough, because I'm just, like, sitting here, and I'm, like, he'll, like, call it for him. I'm, like, bro, I'm still sleeping. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. And then, like, I can only call during certain times, and he's gone at that time. Just, like, the time zone makes it so hard. So it's definitely something to be grateful for, that you guys were still in the same time zone.
Yeah, I was very grateful for that. But, yeah, it was pretty rough trying to get used to being, like, him far away.
Yeah.
And, like, me trying to get into, like, my senior year.
Yeah, because that's so much change for both of you. Like, he's starting college, and you're starting senior year, and then it's like, oh, let's do this relationship, too, and so, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, most definitely. The first couple of weeks, we didn't stay as, like, we didn't contact each other a lot. We contacted maybe, like, twice a week, maybe, in the first month. Weeks, like, because since we were trying to get used to, like, all the change that was happening. But then, like, later on, we contacted, like, maybe every other day.
Yeah.
Like, either through text or call or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's so interesting to note, too, just, like, that you guys still made the effort. Like, obviously, it couldn't be every day, and that's, like, fun. Like, I think if you guys are still, like, making the effort, and you, like, you're obviously dedicated to each other still. And I think, you know, like, life happens. Like, maybe you can't contact every day, and that's completely fine in a long-distance relationship. So, I think, too, like, again, going back to my brother, and some of my really good friends are on missions right now, and they, like, we can only talk on Mondays, and I think, like, we still have good relationships. Like, in the end, like, I think that's something important to note, that a long-distance relationship, yes, it's great if you can talk every day, but it's not necessary. It really depends on the couple, for sure. But I think that you can make it with, just like you said, like, every, like, once or twice a week. Like, I think it can work. So.
Yeah. As long as, like, you put, like, contact each other a couple times a week, I think it should be good. You know, like, life can be busy. So, like, I feel like contacting maybe, like, every single day of the week is a little unrealistic for some.
Yeah. Yeah. And I completely agree. So, it really depends on the couple. Some couples, every day is what's needed and what's possible. And other couples, maybe it's once a week, and that's fine. So I think that's important to even having those conversations with that person that you're dating, or even, you know, like even just a friendship. Like, I think any long distance relationship, just have those conversations, be like, how often do we need to talk? And so, yeah, I think that's a good conversation to have, either before they leave or, like, you know, as they're first getting out there and you're settling in, you're like, you just have to, like, instead of someone being like upset that they don't call every day, and the other's like, oh, we're fine at one, like, you need to talk about that, you know. So
yeah, most definitely figure out each other's schedules and what works with them and works for you.
Yeah. Okay, so then when you got through the first few weeks and you figured it out, you guys got your rhythm and you figured out senior year, he figured out college, and then life took another turn. And yeah. So he decided to serve a mission for our church. Do you know, was that something he, like, did you always know that he wanted, what am I trying to say here? Did he always want to do that? Was that something you guys knew would happen in the future?
Most definitely. But if he didn't submit his papers, I'd be like, why aren't you doing this?
Yeah.
Maybe not like that, but, like,
yeah,
I'd be curious on to, like, why would he do it? But yeah. I knew he would be, like, serving a mission. That, like, was probably, like, something he's always wanted to do. Maybe not always, but, like,
yeah. So, but he made it clear to you that that would be happening in the future? So.
Not entirely.
Really?
Maybe, like, not in the beginning of,
yeah,
like, not in the beginning of, like, our long-distance relationship.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe, like, the second month. I'm not entirely sure, actually.
Yeah, it just kind of came up one day. I was like, hey, by the way, I'm going to serve a mission.
I think he was like, oh, I submitted my papers. I'm like, yay!
It's like, oh, surprise!
I was like, okay. Sweet, that's exciting. I'm so excited for you.
Well, I remember when that happened to me, one of my good friends didn't tell people he was submitting his paper. There was, like, a surprise. And, you know, when he told me, I was like, I was so happy for him. And I was like, oh my gosh, your papers are in. Like, this is amazing. This is, like, I know, like, he wanted to serve a mission. But at the same time, I was like, whoa, your papers are in. Like, what? Like, since when?
No.
So.
It's crazy. I was like, what the? Okay.
Yeah, but. Sorry.
I was happy for him. I was really excited.
Yeah.
For him to go on a mission.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think that's good that you, like, supported him in that, too. So, but yeah. I think so he submitted his papers, got his mission call. Remind me, where is he serving right now?
He is serving somewhere in Brazil.
Okay, so he's, like, far away now. So now it's, like, he went from college to Brazil, so this is, like, yeah, a little switch there.
Oh, really big distance.
Yeah. All of a sudden, the time zones come into play and all that fun stuff.
Yep. Yeah, so I was like, oh, Brazil.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, so happy for him, so.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so then, and so kind of walk me through those next, like, few weeks and stuff leading up to his mission, because that's kind of where it ended. So tell me kind of was that a conversation you guys had? Like, what, do you want to tell me kind of what happened with that?
Yeah. So, well, a few weeks before, maybe, like, this was, like, it was, like, I think winter break or something for him and for me. We were chilling, and then I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, do I want to do this with, like, go and, like, even longer?
Yeah.
Like, more distance and less contact.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't really want to do that. Like, for me, at least, like,
yeah,
like, even more restricted.
Yeah, because missions are so restricted. Like, I think for those who don't know, like, missions, like, you can only talk once a week, and if you're not family, you can't, like, call. It's only through email. So those are just some of the rules that make long distance in a mission so hard. Also, like, they have, like, they're focused on, like, their mission, and it's not, like, it's hard when you're thinking about, like, someone back home. So, sorry, yeah, keep going about that.
Oh, you're good. So, like, one day we kind of just, like, sat down, and he's like, so I'm leaving on a mission. I was like, obviously. I was like, I know this. And he's like, he told me, he's like, I really want to just, like, focus on my mission and, I think if having like a long distance relationship with you like that would be really hard for me and for you. I was like, I definitely agree. I don't want to do like, that would be even harder for both of us to do it. So we kind of like mutually ended things. They're like, okay, like good luck.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like have a good life. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so that was like a mutual decision, and I like that you guys sat down together and you guys came to that conclusion together. I think that's important that it was never just like something assumed or you guys didn't talk about it. Like, you needed to sit down together and be like, hey, here's what's happening. Like, yeah. So
yeah,
I think it's also good that you guys like noted that, like, you know, like he had, like he needed to focus on his mission. And, like, you obviously were back here and going into school soon, like, college. And so, like, it's just, like, obviously, like, life just took two different paths for you guys. Like, it had before, too, with college and senior year. But then it was, like, mission and college. And, you know, like, I think that's fine. Like, life takes different paths. And it was a good relationship. And it, like, because you guys sat down and talked about it, like, it stayed a good relationship. You guys are still friends. And, like, it worked out, and I think that's amazing and something really important to note.
Oh yeah, most definitely. We still email each other a couple times, like every Monday throughout the couple months he's been out. So I like, we still care about each other, and
yeah,
we're still really good friends. And of course, like, our families are really good friends, so
yeah. Yeah, and I think that's good that you guys, like, still have that. Like, you guys grew up together. You're still friends. Like, that's not going to end just because your relationship ended.
Yeah.
So, I think that's really cool and really good. But, yeah, I was going to say something. I lost my train of thought. Sorry. What was I going to say? But, yeah, anyway. Life, I think life is going to go different places. And, you know, sometimes, like, it's going to work out, and sometimes it's not. And I think it is really good emotionally if you sit down and talk about it rather than just letting it end and like an explosion and be like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah, that would have been so messy, man. That would have been really bad because my family is like really good friends with them.
Yeah,
our little sisters are best friends.
Yes,
I was like, that would have been awkward.
Yeah, and you don't want that. Like, you want it to be good, and like, you don't want to lose the person you've grown up with. Like, I think,
yeah,
that's, I don't know, I think that's something that's so cool, is like, if somebody can be like, yeah, I've had this best friend since I was little, it's like, oh, that's so fun. So
yeah,
I just think it's important to note that some relationships do end, and it's not the end of the world. So I think that's something that is so easy to get stuck up on. It's like, oh my gosh, like, we were dating, and then suddenly, like, because it's not like you guys, like, had, like, arguments about it. It was like, you're not supporting me. Like, I feel like it can end like that, but you guys sat down and had a mature conversation about it, and it was, here's what's happening, and I'm still going to support you, and you're still going to be my friend. Let's just not be, like, exclusive, like, dating right now. So.
Yeah, most definitely.
So I think that's, yeah, I think it all comes back down to everything we said in every episode is the communication. Like, if you just sit there and either make assumptions or just be like, oh, something will happen, like, that's not gonna work. And so I think, yeah, you need that, like, you need to be able to be in that mindset in a relationship where you can sit down together. Be like, hey, what do we want? And what's gonna happen going forward?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Communication is key in any kind of relationship.
Yeah. And I think that'll be fun, too. And I think that's such a, like, I mean, if that was me, that'd be such a relief. It's like, obviously he's leaving for 2 years. Like, that's a long time not see him. But, like, you can look forward to that day when he comes back. And it's like, oh, my gosh, we're still friends. We still have a great relationship. Whereas it's like, oh, he's gone for 2 years. And it's like, oh, that didn't, like, it didn't end well, and, like, here we are, just, like, it's gonna be awkward when he comes back. Like, instead, you guys can look forward to that and be like, oh my gosh, like, look at the, like, we're gonna have so much fun together when he gets back, so.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm excited. it's still a long ways. I think he has like a year still.
Yeah.
I were like a little less in 2 years.
Okay. You know, I think missions are so funny because I feel like every day is so slow, but then I look back and I'm like, wait a second. Like, I think I have a friend that left in June, and so he just hit 6 months. And I look back and I'm like, that was the longest 6 months ever. But then I'm like, actually, that flew by. Like, what?
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting. Yeah, like, when you have. Yeah.
Yeah, he's almost like hit his 1 year mark. I think this, like.
So crazy. The halfway point.
I think, like, yeah, like, he's almost there. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Dang, it's already been a year.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I think, in the end, it's great because, like, you stayed friends for 2 years. Like, what the heck? Not anybody could say, like, yeah, my friend and I talked once a week over email. We didn't even, like talk on the phone. It was over email for 2 whole years, once a week, and we're still good friends. Like, I think that's so cool for you guys. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Must stop on me. Yeah, I of course, like, he has his, like, emails through, like, out his, like, not, so, like, sometimes he would individually email me.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, but he has those big emails that goes out to, like, generally everyone. So, I get to hear a lot about, like, how he's doing, but he doesn't hear a lot about me. Which,
yeah.
But occasionally I'd be like, so this is, like, I'm in college, life is good, and kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good that you get the update on him, and I think that's, like, important, too. So it's, like, that you're giving updates on yourself. So obviously it's, like, not all the time, and I think that's okay. But, like, just know, like, just that knowledge for him that's, like, oh, yeah, she's still there, she's alive, she's good, you know? So I like that you guys can, like, keep the updates at, like, a pace that works for you guys that's, like, you know, we're still alive, don't worry.
Yeah,
so.
Most definitely. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That's so fun. And I think, I mean, just watching my friends and my brother on his mission, like, it's so hard. Like, I think those emotions that come with it, and especially if you were in a relationship before, like, dating, like, I think it can be hard to, like, say bye and stuff and not know what the future holds. Because I think that's such a big thing that happened with me was, like, what's gonna happen, because in my case, like, all my friends left, and my brother, like, left right with them, and then they'll all come back, and I will leave, like, it's, like, I'll leave on my mission, so, like, we're just missing each other, so it's, like, what's gonna happen in 3 years, we don't know, but, yeah. It's, like, surprise, like, look, it's, like, plot twist, but I think that, like, it, like, I know in the end it's gonna be okay because we're such good friends. We, like, stay in contact, and, like, I think that's important for any relationship. Again, it's just, like, you know, you never know what's gonna happen in the future. The future's unpredictable, but if you can, like, try, and going back to the effort, if you put in effort, like, it'll work out and it'll be okay in the end, like, no matter what happens.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think what makes me a little different from other people is, again, like, our families are super close. We do Christmases, Easter,
everything,
July, every holiday. So I was like, even if, like, I don't really see him, I will see him again through, like, the holidays.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We will.
I think that's fun. Like, it's just, it's something to look forward to, I think.
Yeah.
Because long distance, like, so, I mean, so I want to say, like, your long distance relationship, like, dating, like, ended, but your long distance, like, friendship did not end.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so I think that's something to note, too, that, like, it's, you guys are still technically long distance, even though you guys are just friends. But I think that's so good, and, like, any long distance is have something to look forward to, whether it's, like, next time you see them, or, like, if it's, like, a Monday, it's, like, oh, I gotta hear from, like, what he's doing this week, and just, like, something to look forward to, I think, is so important, so it's not just, like, focusing on the negative, and, like, oh my gosh, it's been so long, it's just, like, oh, but look, this is coming up, you know?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Every Monday, like, when I get all the missionaries' emails, it's really always fun to, like, look at what they're doing and see, like, how they, like, how, what their experience is. It's always fun to read about, like, what's going on with them.
Yeah. Well, I think, and just from my perspective, and you might feel the same way, but I feel like my friends and my brother, like, I want to be in their life. And so, like, when I get to hear from them, I'm like, this is so fun because, like, I'm still in their life because I, like, know what's going on. So, I think that's...
Yeah, I think cool. It's really important to, like, if you're doing, like, any type of long-distance friendship or relationship, it's, like, good to be, even though you're, like, so far apart each other, you can still be a part of each other's lives.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so important to note, too, that just, like... You're still there for each other, you still support each other, and you want to see each other succeed in life. And I think that's good to support each other like that, especially with this long-distance friendship, so.
Oh, yeah.
I go back to, like, I grew up, like, a lot of my childhood was in Pennsylvania, and now I'm in Colorado. So, like, that's a big jump, but my best friend is still back in Pennsylvania. And I think that's, like, at times it's like, oh my gosh, I just want to see her. But it's like, we have that good of a relationship that it's like, it's okay, and, like, it's gonna work out. So, obviously, you know, we're not, like, dating, but, like, we're still really close in that friendship. So, I think that's something, like, it's, people are like, oh my gosh, it's, like, a long-distance boyfriend-girlfriend. But, like, long-distance can be good friends, too. And it takes everything that a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship takes, to, like, that trust and that communication and just, like, that support for each other, like, even though you are apart. And I think that's important.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly how you feel. I have a long-distance best friend. He lives in freaking... he's in college right now in Georgia.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Yeah, the other side of the freaking country.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen him in, like, let me see. 6 years?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
We still, like, text each other all the time. We're still really good friends.
Yeah.
I've known him forever, too. So, like, it also helps to have, like, a good base relationship mm-hmm. to begin with. Then, I think it's easier to have any type of long distance kind of, like, relationship, friendship kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, to have a good base to begin with, because then it'll be easier.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true, and, like, because it's just, like, you have that time to develop, like, that communication and that trust, and you, like, to get close with one another, you have that base to work off of, and then, you know, it works out, because I think, like, 6 years is a long time, but, like, I haven't seen my friend, I think it's been 3 years, so half of yours, but I'm just, like, every day, I'm, like, we still, like, we text, and we, like, keep, like, we're still updated in each other's lives, and, like, yeah, 3 years is hard, and, like, I miss her like crazy, but, like, I feel like never once has our relationship faltered, because we developed that communication early on, and we have that, like, relationship where it's, like, you know, we can, like, not see each other for 3 years, and we're still good friends, so.
Yeah, most definitely, yeah. I feel like, if you were doing, like, a long distance, like, friendship or relationship, I feel like if you've known each other for, like, maybe a year, that definitely would, like, die, like,
yeah,
really quickly.
Yeah,
because, like, you want to be, like, super close. Like, I mean, it'd be, like, harder since, like,
yeah,
to communicate with each other if you don't, like, know each other that well or only been friends for a year.
Yeah, I think you need that base, or else you need, like, the strongest commitment on the world, which, I mean, it's possible. Like, we've seen couples, you know, they get through, like, they, like, meet on Tinder or whatever, and they're like, they've never met in person, and it's like, they get married. Like, it does happen, but, like, it's either you have that strong foundation together as friends or girlfriend or boyfriend, or you have that commitment, and it's so strong that it, like, outweighs everything else. It's like, we're gonna get through this because we're so committed to each other, and I think that's really cool.
I actually have a great example of that. Okay.
Okay.
So my brother. So my brother met this girl on Mutual. She lived in Australia, okay?
That is crazy.
Yeah, in the United States. And this is before he went on his mission, okay?
Okay.
So when he went on his mission, they kind of still talked to each other
a little
bit, you know? And he still, like, really liked each other and learned to, like, love each other.
Yeah.
And they, like... He went to her country, and she went to our country, and they ended up getting married.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so I was like, like, it was like a double, like hit it, like, they long distance relationship in different countries and meeting each other online.
That's crazy. And it ended successfully.
I was like, this is straight out of freaking, like, Disney movie kind of feel.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Like, one of the Hallmark movies. It's like, ah.
I was like, there's no way this is real. Like, yeah. If I read this, I'd be like, yeah, there's no way this actually happened. But, like, I'm like, wow, it's actually possible if you, like, put in the effort.
Yeah.
And if you still, like, if you love each other that much, you would.
Yeah.
Continue the relationship. Yeah.
I think that's important what you said about effort. Like, in the end, that's all it comes down to is, do you want to take this on? Are you willing to take, like, a long-distance relationship on? And, like, yeah, or is both sides also just, it can't be one-sided. Both sides need to be, like, dedicated to it, and we've said that many times today, but it's so important just to have that, like, commitment from both levels and both sides, and it will, like, you know, like your brother, that's so cute, he ended up, like, with her, that's so fun, I love that.
No, and she's, like, so cute, too.
I love it.
I'm actually really happy for you.
Oh, that's the best.
It's so cute. They actually just got married this August.
Oh, so fun.
I know. I was like, I was so happy. And she's like super tall too.
I love it.
Girl.
That is so fun. Well, I think we can take a little, you know, pivot here. And I think in talking about relationships that end mutually, like as friends, I think that's important and to notice that it does happen. But I think we also need to take a step and realize that sometimes that doesn't happen. And I think that's so hard to admit, because I think when you think about it, like, you guys were dedicated to each other and you, like, want to try long distance. And I think if it ends and, you know, maybe sometimes it doesn't end. Maybe it doesn't end, like, in a huge argument, but it just, you aren't friends anymore because maybe it is awkward or something happens. Like, it's important to realize that that does happen. And, you know, like, that's normal. Like, you're not the only one out there, but it's so hard to, like, I feel like, for me, at least, like, if that happened to me, I feel like I would, like, second guess myself, be like, I just put in all this work, like, was it for nothing? Like, did I just waste my time? And I think, I don't know, tell me your thoughts on this, but I feel like, because obviously, like, you, yours ended good, and I've never been in this situation, but I feel like I would just want to focus, I guess, it would be really hard, because it's like, you, like, love this person, and they're gone all of a sudden, and you have to learn to live without them, but I would think that at some point, you can look back and be like, it wasn't for nothing, because we learned something. And you, I feel like in every relationship, you grow. And so, I don't know, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think you took the words right out of my mouth. Like, every relationship you have, you learn a little something new about yourself. And learn something like, okay, that didn't work out with me, mm-hmm. or with them, or something like that. Like, so you get a new perspective in the relation, your next relationship. And
yeah,
the long distance relationship, I feel like if it ended not good, like, you learn that, okay, long distance is not good for me. I mm-hmm. can't do that.
Or even, like, maybe it's, like, you learned what didn't work. So maybe it's not, like, long distance as a whole, but it's, like, oh, maybe my communication wasn't great, or maybe I wasn't, like, trusting enough or something. Like, I think everyone's gonna have weaknesses in every relationship. And I think that's important to acknowledge. And I think it's also important to not acknowledge that it's not gonna be in a week that you're, like, oh, my gosh, I'm grateful that relationship happened because I learned it. It's gonna take time. And I think, you know, time heals everything. And I think it can be really hard those first, like, few weeks and into months, like, you, like, this is something that you were committed to, and now it's over, and that can be hard, but I think it does happen, and it's important to note that.
Those first few weeks are just gonna be brutal. Like, you mm-hmm. lost someone you really cared about in a relationship, you, like, with a person you spent so much time with, and they're just gone.
Yeah.
And you're like, and you're not, you're probably never going to back with them ever again. And it's just like, it's gonna be sad, like, losing a person you care about so much, but, like, at least they're not dead. But
yeah
but still, it's still really hard. And I think it's good to know, like, it's okay to be sad, and, like, just as long as you don't stay there forever, like, it's okay to be sad, to sit there and just be like, this is kind of, this, I'm a little sad, this happened, but I think it's good to realize, okay, I've, like, this relationship has helped me grow and see what, like, what didn't work for you.
Yeah, I'm, like, I'm in awe over here. Like, you, like, said that perfectly. Like, it's okay to be sad. Like, you need, I feel like that's so important, is you need to embrace those emotions. You can't just bottle up and be like, no, I'm fine. Like, it's okay. Like, it's okay to be sad. Like, remember that. And, yeah, it's gonna be hard. Like, relationships are hard. Like, any, like, good, bad, everything. Like, there's gonna be hard in relationships, and when they end, it's hard. But I think that's one of, like, the major things you can do to cope after it ends, is embrace those emotions and work with them and, like, start to move on. I think if you linger, and I think something that, like, often is talked about is, like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, rereading old texts, I'm looking through pictures, and I'm remembering every moment. It's, like, that's gonna make it so much harder to move on, and it's gonna, I think that's hard. So I think it's easier said than done to be, like, don't look through old pictures anymore. It's, like, but yeah, that was such a good time in my life. You want to remember it. And you're sad that it ended, but I think embrace that. Embrace that it's sad, but know that there's something else out there for you. And, you know, don't move on in a week. Like, if, I mean, if that works for you, it works for you. But don't take pressure and, like, oh my gosh, it's been a month and I haven't moved on. Like, that's okay. Like, it'll take time, and every person's different. But just trying not to linger on it and trying to look forward, even though that's so hard, but I think it's so important to try to find, like, what could happen in the future and what did I learn, and just try to focus on that. And I think, you know, journaling's a good way to do that. Just write down all your feelings, get it out. Like, I don't know, go back to just don't bottle it up. Like, have someone you can talk to. And I don't know, do you have any other ways you can, like, cope with, like, that sadness after it ends?
Girl, you just took all the words out of my mouth. You listed everyone I was going to say. And I was like, oh, there she goes. But yeah, I think it's, like, really good to talk to someone about it. Or, like I think you just need to say it, like, out there on paper or to a person.
Yeah.
Like, how you're feeling and, like, what's going on in your head, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, yeah, in the end, relationships are going to end differently based on the person, based on the couple. But just remember that it's going to be okay. No matter how it ends, when it ends, if it ends, like, it's okay. And, you know, you're going to get through it. And I think you have way more people cheering you on and that know what you're going through than you might think. And so find those people, reach out, talk about it, and you're going to find your people that will help and support you, because they're out there. Like, so many people are out there supporting. And I think that's the cool thing about humans, is we're there for each other oftentimes.
Yeah, most definitely. I love that you said, like, someone might be know exactly what you're going through. Like,
yeah.
I love that, because my sister also, like, had a long distance relationship, and it didn't end well. So
yeah.
Like, I look to her and be like, I'm really sad that this didn't work well. And she's like, I know how you feel, girl. Like, she helped me and she helped me get through, like, this hard moment that I was in my life.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. You have that support system. You have people cheering you on. You're gonna get through it. Like, I think, I don't know. Relationships are hard. I think that's something to remember. And so, yeah, I think, I don't know. Do you have any other thoughts that you want to add?
No, I think what you said is, like, exactly what I was, like, thinking about.
Yeah.
And everything you said, it was perfect.
Well, I think we've had such an amazing episode here, and so much to take in and so much to think about, but I really appreciate you coming and joining me today. It was so fun to talk to you and just get your thoughts on everything.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I loved talking about this. It's good to know, like, see everyone's perspective.
Yeah.
On, like, different situations in life.
Yeah. So, just remember, if you're in that long-distance relationship, you can get through it. You have a support system, and we're cheering for you. So, yeah, have a great week, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Bri, and I can't wait for the next episode with you. See you then.